Hello. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling with Opinion Research. Are we just conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County? Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, sir.
Great. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
To be honest with you, there's a lot of people from out of town and a bunch of foreign people like Indians and Chinese. This shit is getting out of hand.
So you believe it's going on the wrong track? Should I record that
yes,
as your
sir.
Answer?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Thank you. Okay. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County? I'm going to read them all, and then you can pick one. Okay, sir? Now, education. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you can tell me on your own. What's the most important issue facing Hector County, according to your opinion?
The most important issue is nothing against race, but all these people coming from overseas, a bunch of Chinese and Indian people.
Understood. So quality in life in general, will that be the one? Or
invaders. I call them invaders.
Invaders, okay. Thank you. Okay. So I should record that as an immigration problem, right?
Yeah, big problem, big problem. I consider myself a Republican, and I love the United States of America, but
yes, sir.
It's just they're just coming to our country and messing everything up. You know what I mean?
Understood, sir. So I record that as an immigration issue, okay? That would be one of the issues that is affecting Hector County at this moment at the most, according to your knowledge, so we can move forward, okay? And how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, there is a lot of money here, man, but at the end of the day, people got a bad mentality, you know?
So I should record your answers. I'm sorry, sir. Should I record your answers as a fair, good, poor, or excellent on the conditions?
Excellent.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, 5 years from now, do you think, I know it's a long way off, you know, but just to the best of your knowledge, just for the sake of a research, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
You know, it's we're the biggest provider of oil and gas industry in the United States, so it has ups and downs. You know, it could be booming in a few years, and then it's going to slow down.
Right. Yeah, but what would be your answer? You know, your best guess, 5 years from now, you think it would be better, worse, or about the same, the economy in Hector County?
Well, I hope better.
Okay, better. Thank you, sir. That's the feeling. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned?
I don't really care. I'm retired, you know. I'm taking
so not too concerned or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all, man.
Okay.
I'm already retired. I don't really care.
Wow, you sound really young. Now, I'm going to read you a list of qualities. Yeah,
I take care of myself and I retire early.
That's excellent. That's excellent, sir, and congratulations. Now, moving forward, I'm going to read you real quick the list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Now, please tell me, sir, how would you rate each of a Hector's county, excellent, good, fair, or poor? Now, the natural beauty in the physical setting, would you rate that as an excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Probably good.
Okay. How about the being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, very poor. There's a lot of population here.
Understood. How about the availability of cultural opportunities such as at theater, museums, and music? Do you think in Hector County that's excellent, good, fair, or poor for the quality of life that contributes?
Very, very poor.
Okay. How about offering job opportunities on your field? Same question. Excellent, good?
Well, there's a lot of work out here. That's not a problem. It's just a bunch of lazy people, you know?
Understood. So should I record your answer as excellent, when it comes to job opportunities, okay? How about public transportation? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I have no idea, man. I have never seen a bus in my life.
Understood. How about shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Do you think that will contribute to the quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent, I guess.
Okay. How about public safety and low-income crime? How about public safety and low crime? That's what I'm trying to say. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, kind of poor, but I always carry my gun with me, so that doesn't concern me.
I understood. How about the availability of affordable housing? Will that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, it should be excellent for everyone. Some people, they cannot afford it just because they're lazy. But I feel like it's excellent. It's easy.
Understood. Okay, let's move forward. How about the effective leadership from elected officials? You think that will contribute to the quality of life in your community in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Bunch of liberals.
Okay. How about the availability of quality of health care? Excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Probably poor.
Okay. How about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know about that, man. I'm a Christian person. I do not drink, do not smoke. Don't party.
That's why you're in good shape, you know? I mean, I just can't further. But moving forward, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Do you think that will contribute to the quality of life in your community in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor. Hey, okay. Man, how many questions you got left? It's a lot, man.
Yeah, I know, sir. It's just a few more minutes, like 2 minutes, so I can use the ones you already gave me the answers on. I appreciate your patience, sir. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature? Excellent, good,
poor.
Fair, or poor? Okay. How about
poor,
quality of
poor.
The How about the quality of public schools? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Move forward real quick. Okay. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people: entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. You think that would be excellent, good, fair, or poor for that kind of people to live in Hector County?
Well, there's not very many, but like probably poor.
Okay. How about immigrants from other countries? You know, how can you rate that? I mean, poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Extremely poor.
Okay. How about racial and ethnic minorities? You think is...
extremely poor.
Yeah. Extremely poor. Okay. How about people living below the poverty line? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say probably medium.
Okay,
good.
Fair. Oh, good.
Fair,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Now, young single people, you think that's a place to live for young single people? You think that would be an excellent place to live for them? Good, fair, or poor?
Probably no. There's a bunch of men. I think they might be becoming gay or something, because there's not a lot of pussy out here.
That should I record your answer? Poor, fair, or good?
Yeah, probably poor.
Okay, bunch how about recent college? Understood.
Go ahead.
How about recent? How about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? Do you think Hector County is a place for them to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, extremely poor.
Okay, how about retirees like yourself? You think it's a place
to live? Oh, sir, this is poor because this is where I have my business, but I live in my place up in Canada.
Understood. That's a nice place. How about people like you? You know, I mean, they say retire. They didn't know you were retired, but people like you.
Man, if I didn't have my business here, I'll be living in Canada full time.
Understood. How about families with children? You think Hector County is a place for them to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, how would you rate overall the quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, okay? Now, over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably about the same.
Okay. In economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs for which many community benefits are created. Now, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Very familiar. Thank you, sir. Now, how confident are you on the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident.
Hey, brother,
confident.
I'm not trying to be rude, but you're taking 11 minutes of my time. How much longer do you need?
Just give me 4 minutes or 2 minutes, sir. 2 minutes the most. But how confident are you?
I gotta go, man. I have a. Okay. I'm about to get down here in the restaurant. I'm about to have lunch.
All right.
With my beautiful girlfriend. And.
Oh, have a lunch. Okay, enjoy you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.